Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Let's do some NFL overreaction or reality. And I'm going to start with this overreaction or reality. Despite being thumped in the playoffs, you believe the Broncos have a bright future. I'll admit the Broncos were way better this year than I thought they would
be. That's reality. And if you hear Sean Payton talk about it, he says they found a guy that can truly lead them. In Bo Nix. They completely believe in him. And the GM said that that's their only goal now is to win their division. Like they completely think they can overcome the Chiefs at this point, year two of Bo Nix adding to what they have as a team. Really stout defense. That's what they relied on a lot this year, but Bo Nix helped carry that thing offensively. And their running game wasn't as effective as I thought it would be.
Sure.
Javonte Williams just hasn't turned out to be what you expected. Jaleel McLaughlin was not that great. Austin Estime was new to the process of it all. And so I'm interested to see, because Sean Payton, once he got Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram together, that combination was elite. It was great. So can he add to their running game? Cortland Sutton probably getting paid a nice amount of money this offseason.
Yeah.
And that's a good combination that I was telling you before the season to keep an eye out for. Sutton did me well this year in fantasy football.
I don't want to say their future's not bright.
Yeah.
But good luck in the AFC.
They're in the wrong conference.
One, you have Patrick Mahomes you're going to have to deal with for most of Bo Nix's. Let's just say Bo Nix does have a 12-year career or 15-year career. Well, I guess the last five he won't have to go against. Patrick Mahomes, because he'll be 40 at that point 10 years from now. And then you have Josh Allen and you have Lamar Jackson. And we just talked earlier about Joe Burrow. If they could just eliminate the first 2 weeks of the season, they would be really good. there's so many good quarterbacks in the AFC. Even in their division, they still have Herbert. I know he stunk in the playoffs, but he did make the playoffs too, along with Denver. He's a little bit older, but not much older, because Bo Nix is 24, right?
Yes, he is 24.
So I'm not saying their future isn't bright and they can't be a playoff contender for Bo Nix's career. I just look at the three major, and I'll say four major quarterbacks, adding in Joe Burrow, who didn't make the playoffs. How are they supposed to overcome those teams on a consistent basis?
That is an excellent question. You might think this question is a little bit unfair. I'll throw it out nonetheless. NFL overreaction or reality, the Vikings were frauds all along.
I think that's too strong.
Okay.
I think that they can win 10 to 12 games next year. I think 14-3. Are they going to repeat 14-3? Probably not. They probably weren't a 14-3 team. So to your point, yes, it's probably too strongly worded frauds, because I think they can make the playoffs next year. A fraud would be, hey, how did they do this? And they're going to go back to a 6-win team next year.
I got you.
I don't think that. I think they can win 10 or 12 games next year. I think they're going to go with a rookie quarter or a guy making his first year as a quarterback in McCarthy coming back from injury. But I think they're a good team. But McCarthy's going to have to be maybe more than I think he is.
I'll respectfully disagree with Mike. Kevin O'Connell, their head coach, tricked everybody into thinking Sam Darnold was a good quarterback.
Right.
And now he's going to get paid by probably some bum team that's not good enough to overcome the fact that he's a bad quarterback. And Mike, I think threw out like a $43 million. I think it was him, $43 million, something. But he's going to end up making way too much based on what he did this year when it turns out he wasn't actually good the entire time.
Okay.
The defense did carry that team, though.
Now, I'm going to stick with the theme of quarterbacks right here. NFL overreaction or reality, Bryce Young will and should be the Panthers' starting quarterback next season. Because this yes. one seems like it's gone yes, no, back to yes.
Yes, what's their other option? And he's going to lose 12 to 14 games next year.
Okay.
And then they can get maybe their quarterback the next year. This was, unfortunately, a major mistake. I didn't know Bryce Young was going to be this bad. And then when it looked like he was turning it around, I watched him play against the Cowboys and he looked pathetic again. I just don't think there are a few people that have been able to overcome size. He's not going to be one of them. He's just too little to be a successful NFL quarterback.
I agree on the yes part of it. The Carolina has to be better. They have to get better at everything, too.
Yes.
They still have to get better in so many different areas. And it'll be unfortunate if they also still have to get better at quarterback, too, in order to get better. But
okay.
He will be starting for them next year.
NFL overreaction or reality. And, you know, Harbaugh actually came out and said, hey, we kind of let him down. So I'm just going to throw this out there. Don't blame Justin Herbert. The Chargers need more offensive weapons. So multiple people texted this in on Monday when we talked about, hey, is Justin Herbert going to get the same kind of heat? I stand by potentially both things could be true. He still threw as many interceptions as he did the entire regular season. If you don't count the one that wasn't really his fault, he still did that.
Yeah. Quentin Johnston is Chris Chambers for me.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can rely on him, but he's got all this talent that you're like, it's off the charts. And then you're like, but man, I can't rely on him. And then Ladd McConkey's a fantastic option.
He has been really good.
I'm interested to know where their running back world is, because they basically said to the Ravens, let us have your often injured running backs, and we'll see how we can use them and incorporate them into it. Do they feel like that's something to add to it? Their offensive line is stout, dude. They have a big old offensive line for the future. You know, Rashawn Slater, Alt. They have some big time players on that line. So I'm very interested
to
see
a good offensive line,
where
it?
That thing goes. But I don't know if he has all the physical tools for it. I don't know if he has the mind for the quarterback position. And that's something that I have yet to be he has yet to prove anybody wrong on that so far. But they do need better offensive weapons.
My answer was both can be true. He's a disappointment. It doesn't look like he's going to really figure it out to get onto that elite status. He has all the talent in the world. You love the body.
Yeah.
But they do need more talent. I don't know how it'll help. I just don't know how much, because Justin Herbert is really good at effing things up when you're like, hey, what the crap, dude?
Yeah.
And he enters that I think Jordan Love is better. He has that, I call okay. it the, because in my lifetime, yeah. I go with Brett Favre. He has that Brett Favre, like gene in him that he cannot understand risk and reward. And Tony Romo had it
yeah.
too. It's just like, dude, what the crap were you thinking there? Do you understand where we're at on the field? Do you understand where we're at game time? He's like, no, I have no clue how to understand that.
Yeah.
And that's Russell Westbrook in the NBA.
This one hurts me.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But I think the question needs to be asked. NFL overreaction or reality? Mike Tomlin's regular season success is overrated if he just keeps losing early in the playoffs. So he's had 18 straight non-losing seasons as Pittsburgh's head coach. I think he's great, but I want to throw the question out there.
I agree with that. I also agree with the concept that maybe it's not all his fault, that his roster isn't quite good enough and he's making it better. Because I do think he is a very good coach. The quarterback position was kind of, since Ben Roethlisberger, it's been floundering all over the place. So I think that, but that's a reality that will continue to happen if he doesn't win beyond the first round. And he has a hand. Doesn't he have a hand in the talent and the roster? Or is he just like, nope, y'all get me players, I'll coach team. And if that's the case, then they got a lot of other problems there.
Let's look at Mike Tomlin's career, and this is going to be really tough. You had Peyton Manning in Indianapolis and in Denver. You had Tom Brady for the most part in New England. And now let's just assume Kansas City wins. 7 years in a row, they're in the AFC Championship game. Everybody's effed in that conference because of Manning, Brady, and Mahomes. Fine. Get rid of them. How are you going to overcome Patrick Mahomes? I'll throw in Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Joe Burrow again. I think Cincinnati's a horse-ass organization for the most part, so I think Burrow is carrying a really bad organization. Baltimore's not a bad organization. I don't think Buffalo's a bad organization, and Kansas City is the elite organization right now. So, fine. Throw Mike Tomlin under the bus. But there's going to be a lot of coaches, not just in Pittsburgh, over the next 5 years, that they're going to be like, what's your deal?
Yeah.
And if you've been doing it as long as Mike Tomlin's doing it, how come you can't beat Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and the Patriots? How come you can't beat Peyton Manning when he was still in his prime in Denver or ending his prime in Indianapolis? How come you can't beat Kansas City? How come you can't, in your division, win it more easily with Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson in it? Well, F you, as Kevin would say.
Wow, Kevin.
Damn it. Wow. All right. This is going to kind of feed into that. I'm not saying this would happen, but I'm fascinated if it did. NFL overreaction or reality, a playoff win this weekend will erase all of the concerns about C.J. Stroud. Because we talked about it.
Oh, yeah.
He really exploded on the scene as a rookie. He's struggled tremendously this year. We've talked about his poor offensive line. But it feels like if the Texans were to beat the Chiefs, and he had a good game, then all of a sudden you're like, never mind.
They were in Houston. They were ready to dump their offensive coordinator.
Yes.
Like, they were ready to move on from Bobby Slowick at one point, and now they're like, oh, he's a genius again. So that included with the offensive line problems. I never had a question about Stroud's ability, but watching them and watching the panic that has to happen because the offensive line was my deal. So, yes, win the game, and it actually bumps him up a little more for me. The Texans overall, though, I was down on because they weren't doing what they were supposed to. But it seems like you know what? Maybe we can talk to Reggie about that at some point. Maybe in New Orleans we'll pick him up and say, hey, man, what do you want to talk about it?
So I'm not saying this is going to happen, Mike, but it does feel like this would wash away a lot of concerns.
100%. This is the most unfair thing about sports. Too bad. Reggie, you know, is one of the people that says, this isn't fair. Well, too bad. That's the way it is. Is if you win in the playoffs, it doesn't matter how crappy whatever the regular season was. Ask Eli Manning and eventually when he gets into the Hall of Fame. Ask Patrick Mahomes. I believe we were at a diamond shop after the Super Bowl against San Francisco. Patrick Mahomes was effing pathetic. We like using that word now on the show, right? He was pathetic for three quarters of his first ever Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Pathetic. But what did he do in the fourth quarter? He played great in the fourth quarter. And we just eliminate, I know I'm bringing it up, but we eliminate, he was really bad for three quarters. Because all that it matters in the playoffs is that you win and advance, and your legacy is based off of that and that only.
Yeah.
There are very few people. Maybe Dan Marino can get around not having playoff success. To me, that might be the only quarterback in the history of football that can get around having very little playoff success.
And even the thing I'll still argue with that, and you're right, is he made it to a Super Bowl and three AFC championship games. So even then, I would argue, like, his lack of playoff success did have plenty of weekends when they were still in the mix. But
and even your playoff success doesn't always guarantee that people are going to look at you as a renowned quarterback.
That is true.
Eli Manning had some playoff success. Troy Aikman had Super Bowl success. And people are like,
I think those people are remarkably misguided. We will get to that later in the show. And this is another non-playoff one. NFL overreaction or reality. The Jets aren't going to make the playoffs for another 5 years. So they haven't made it since 2010. I just decided to throw off five for no particular reason. But like,
Jerry's listening right now. I guarantee you he's going to use that one next year.
Probably could be the Jets. But like, they were going to bring in Aaron Rodgers. Holy crap, last year, then he got hurt. But if he wouldn't have got hurt, man, we got the roster. All right, so now he's back.
We got the roster.
We got the head coach. Well, it was the head coach who sucked all along. Well, then you fire the head coach, and you're like, oh, hey, it turns out the head coach might have actually made this thing better than we thought it was.
This is the QB.
And now he's going to come to the Cowboys and maybe become the defensive coordinator, even though he wants to be the head coach. We'll talk about that in a little bit as well. But I'm just going to say it. 5 years. The Jets haven't been in the playoffs in 14 years. I say another 5 years.
Dude, they have been in quarterback purgatory. And I'm trying to go back and look when the last time was that they weren't. Because Sanchez,
Pennington,
he's still quarterback purgatory.
Yeah.
Favre? Okay, Favre. Favre in 2008 was the last time they weren't in. Because think Sanchez, Smith, Fitzpatrick, McCown, Darnold, Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, unfortunately, in the twilight of his career, not as good as he used to be anymore. They've been a quarterback away almost all that time, too. And that's how that being a fan and being like, why can't we just find that one guy?
Yeah.
Everything else is pretty good. Everything else was actually really good. Their defensive rank was really good. And they just couldn't do without a quarterback. It's important.
So I say 5 years. I'm just going to, for no particular reason, I'm like, you know what? Five more years.
I mean, I wouldn't want to put I'd need odds on that because that's a tough one.
Could see how I would just be like,
but I'm with you. Well, the Jets are bad.
If you're going to say that, I mean, looking at their history, if you're going to say that Jerry Jones is the piece that you're like, that's the one I can look at the history of it. Woody Johnson's still there.
Yeah.
And so, like, you can just point to that and go, as long as he's still there, that's going to be problematic for them.
I know we're out of time, but I guess that is a good point. And this is where Jerry is right. He's not the worst. In fact, he's probably not close to the worst, but he's not close to the best either. And that's the issue.